I kind of went into it, and I'll go into it a little bit more. They have a good offense. Steven Montez is a four-year starter. He's a solid quarterback. Laviska Shenault's one of the best players in Pac-12, even in college football. He'll be a first-round draft pick. He was injured last week. Is he going to be healthy this week? We'll see. I think it's Troy Brown. Might have his name wrong. He's one of the better receivers in the Pac-12. Katie Nixon, dynamic receiver. He's also been battling injury. That's the problem with Colorado. They have a lot of injuries. But if they are all healthy and they have an experienced O-line, I believe all their starters from last year came back. Offensively, it's a challenge. Defensively, Colorado's terrible. I don't know how to put it any other way. They've given up 30-plus points in every single game. They have the number 112 ranked defense per defensive efficiency. They're even lower when it comes to pass defense. I believe they're like one of the worst in all of the Power 5. Not just Power 5, sorry. I think they maybe are the worst when it comes to Power 5. One of the lowest when it comes to the FBS. They have three of the four D-backs, starting D-backs, were out injured last week. I don't know if any of them will be back. They're playing, I know at one point, and I don't know if this could be this week, they were playing a third-string quarterback who was converted to safety during fall camp at safety. They're not that great on even the DL. They're okay. Linebackers aren't that great. I've seen them play. They're not that fast. They gave up 31 points to a Nebraska offense that's obviously proven to not be that good. They gave up 30 points to Air Force offense that's not that good. They gave up 31 points to an Arizona State offense that's really not that good. If Oregon doesn't score 30-plus points at home against this defense, it's start time to really start worrying if maybe this defense, this offensive staff is not the future for Oregon, because this is not a good defense.